For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. This is a special year for Kalamazoo city elections. That's because in 2014, Kalamazoo voters approved some changes to how they're done. Voters will now elect a mayor directly, and commissioners will serve 4-year staggered terms. This year's election is unique. It's a transition from the old system to the new one. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, it's the biggest change to city elections in nearly a century.
The city charter amendments that voters approved last year don't amount to a radical shift. Kalamazoo will still be run by a city manager, a city commission, and a mayor whose role is largely ceremonial. As in the past, the mayor will be elected every other year and will have one vote on the commission. But as Kalamazoo City Clerk Scott Borling explains, Tuesday's election does depart from its predecessors.
Up until this point, the mayor was simply the city commission candidate who received the most number of votes in the election.
But last year's amendments split the mayor's election away from the commission. Mayor will now appear as its own office on the ballot. There's still something in it for the commission's top vote-getter.
It used to be that the vice mayor was the candidate who received the second highest number of votes. Now, because the mayor is elected separately, it's the city commission candidate who gets the highest number of votes who becomes the vice mayor.
Commissioners used to serve 2-year terms, and their terms used to all come up at once. Borling says, not anymore.
Where we are ultimately going is a place where you have 6 city commissioners who serve 4-year terms. 3 of them are elected every 2 years.
That's 6 commissioners serving 4-year terms with those terms staggered, so only 3 come up at once. But notice Borling says that's where we're going.
Something that's unique about this year is that in order to go from our current situation where all commissioners are elected at the same time to the staggered terms, there has to be some sort of mechanism to get there.
So this year, all the commission seats are up, as they would have been under the old system. The top 3 vote-getters will be elected to 4-year terms, as all commission winners will be in the future. But the 3 candidates who come in 4th, 5th, and 6th this year will only serve 2 years.
2017 is where we'll really see what it's going to be like kind of from here on out.
The staggering means vice mayor will be a half-term gig, since every 2 years a new commission candidate will be the top vote-getter. Kalamazoo has changed its election rules in the past. At least one shakeup happened in the village of Kalamazoo, governed by 7 at-large trustees. Borling says they chose a village president from among themselves until 1855.
They decided they wanted to change from 1-year terms to 2-year terms, and they wanted them staggered, and they wanted the village president to be elected directly by the voters. And so it really mirrors what's happening now.
29 years later, in 1884, Kalamazoo became a city. Out went the village council and president. In came what's called a strong mayor system, and a city divided into 5 wards with 2 aldermen from each. Borling says
the mayor was the chief operating officer of the city, if you would.
But after a few decades, voters opted for something new, a commission manager model, where an appointed official runs the city's day-to-day business rather than the mayor.
In the early part of the 20th century, there was a strong reform movement in urban areas.
Ed Annan served 5 terms as Kalamazoo mayor between the late 70s and the mid-90s.
And the theory was that the city manager would be removed from politics, and it was no longer doing things to benefit electoral blocks so that you could win elections.
The National League of Cities says today about 55% of U.S. cities use some form of the commission manager system. Kalamazoo embraced it in its 1918 charter, which the city still uses. Kalamazoo tweaked its election rules in 1921, and they're the ones it's followed until now. Annan opposed last year's amendments. He says he thinks the old system was better. He adds that during his time in office, people talked about bringing back a ward system, but it never became serious.
And it really went nowhere. and there was no consideration to put it on the ballot. It was just a general, hey, here's a thought type of a discussion.
That makes the 2014 changes to Kalamazoo city elections the first ones to stick since 1921. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.